On ABC Radio Brisbane, this is Emma Griffiths.
It stood on the corner of Wickham and Brunswick Streets in Fortitude Valley for longer than you've been alive. And now for the first time in 33 years, the building is back on the market. The only catch is, well, for you, one, the price, and two, the building is heritage listed. It's lived a number of lives in the past 110 years. Take a look at some of those now with the house detective, Marianne Taylor. Hello.
Hi, how are you? Good to talk to you again.
Yes, indeed. Now, the Waltons building was first built in 1907. Does that make it a very old building by Brisbane standards?
Look, it does. There's certainly some earlier examples of retail buildings in Brisbane, but it's definitely quite a young'un, an old one. It's sort of important too because I think the exterior is so intact and a lot of the earlier commercial buildings have been demolished or altered. So, yeah, it's definitely a great example.
And when it was first opened as a department store, would it have been one of the biggest or the biggest in Brisbane?
Definitely one of the biggest. So there were three massive department stores in the valley. That was McWhirter's, which is on the opposite corner, T.C. Byrne, and it actually was opened as Overall's originally, and it was, they were three of the biggest, and there was a lot of competition between them as well. So you saw them each trying to out-compete for customers, and, you know, they'd have these amazing window displays to try and entice people in, and they'd have these amazing sales and things like that. So there was a lot of competition, and it was really, you know, a big event to go into these places as well and shop for the day. People would get all dressed up and they'd get the tram or the train in, and, you know, you'd go to all the different department stores in the area and you'd have lunch in one of the cafeterias in one of the stores, which I know a lot of people hold fond memories of doing that, actually.
Well, it's sort of like having, you know, a cup of tea at the David Jones Cafe or something. Was that what it was like?
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. And it was, it was not like today where people can just jump in the car and duck to the shops. It was a big day out for people. So they would, make a whole day of it and do a lot of things at once and, you know, get haircuts and buy clothes and have lunch and go to the movies. So it was a big event to go shopping in those days.
It sounds like a good one. Now, Marianne, I suppose if you do that, a lot of people go to the CBD because, you know, there's the Myer Centre and David Jones as well and all of the shops there along the mall. But was Fortitude Valley then like the retail hub?
Absolutely. At the early 1900s, it was the place to go. You had, like I said, those three competing businesses, and you also had amazing public transport, which made it really easy for people to get there. And it was the real shopping hub, and that extended even into the 1950s. It was still a massive retail precinct, and a lot of people would shop there and do all those other things I mentioned in the area. So, Brisbane City was always a shopping centre as well, centre for shopping, but the valley was definitely a massive hub. And it's hard for someone, you know, like it's hard for people who've been in the valley in the last, you know, few decades to imagine exactly what that was like. But yeah, it was absolutely packed with people, apparently. You know, there's reports of you had to stay to the left or you'd get kicked off the footpath. There was that many people around. So it's really hard to picture, you know, how upmarket and how fancy and prestigious the area used to be.
Yeah, definitely. And so when did it start to change? Like, when did Waltons close?
Well, Waltons, I think, I've heard varying reports, but it was in the 80s. So it was around 85. And the biggest death knell to department stores like that in the central city was actually the car. So people started to use their car to go to the suburban shopping centres, and Chermside was one of the first drive-in shopping centres in Brisbane. So people were actually, enticed by this new modern shopping centre and started to go to shops that were sort of out near their houses rather than travelling all the way into the city. And this is coupled with, you know, the sprawl of housing further out from the city as well, so people are tending to shop a bit more locally as well. And I think people maybe had a bit less leisure time as well, so they were looking to, you know, quickly drive to the shops, do their thing and then get home. It became less of a day out and less of an event. So it was definitely the 70s and 80s where that started to decline in the valley. And, yeah, with its eventual closure in the 80s. And, look, I don't think it's really had much activity in that building ever since. I have been going into the valley since the 70s, and as long as I can remember and as long as most people can remember, it's been pretty abandoned and, you know, definitely not the fantastic retail flagship it used to be.
No. Do you know what it's currently being used for?
As far as I know, it's the majority of it is empty upstairs in the building. So you've got your two buildings. You've got the two-story one, which is on Brunswick Street, which is between the Westpac Bank and the entry to the railway station. And then you've got the beautiful exposed red brick building, which is six stories, and that's on Wickham Street. And as far as I know, the upper stories are empty, and there's been various retail businesses in the lower levels, but it's never really had a permanent tenant in the whole time in abandoned, as far as I can remember and as far as I can find. And there's always been a bit of an ongoing stoush between the owners and other, you know, local council and that sort of thing about the development of it, because you've got the interesting situation where the entry to the Valley Railway Station is actually through part of the building or adjacent to one of the buildings. So, you know, you've got this potential, I guess, to turn this building into not only just revive its retail path, but also to make it a nice gateway into that station. Because, again, as long as I can remember, it's always been a pretty sketchy entrance from the Wickham Street side anyway.
Sketchy? You mean dodgy?
Yeah, not somewhere you really want to go by yourself late at night.
Yes, and exactly. Now, it's heritage listed, so whoever buys it obviously is going to have to take that into account with what happens to the Waltons building in the valley. So what does that heritage listing actually mean in terms of what it can be used for?
Well, it's on the Brisbane City Council Heritage Register, so there's two different listing types you can have. There's a state listing on the Queensland Heritage Register and the Brisbane City Council listing. So the listing actually covers the entire lot. So some people think that it might only cover the facade or part of the building, but it actually covers the whole lot, which in theory means that any kind of development within that boundary should be subject to the Brisbane City Council's heritage guidelines and a set of, I guess, it's part of the Brisbane City Plan, which states what you can and can't do to these buildings. But as we all know, there's a variety of outcomes, good and bad, that you can see on heritage listed buildings. But in theory, they shouldn't be able to just gut the building and leave the facade. And that's certainly not a good heritage outcome when that happens. I mean, the interior of these buildings, if it's still intact, and I'm actually not sure how intact it is. If anyone wants to let me know, that'd be great. But the interior of the shop's so important. I mean, particularly as it was a department store, you know, it was the interiors of these shops was just as important as the outside, because you had the start of big open areas that were all the different counters and things like that. And if anyone's ever watched The Paradise or Mr. Selfridge, they'll know what I'm talking about. Or if you remember the stores as well, you know, they had these amazing counter displays. And
gosh, it'd almost be a miracle if they were actually, intact or anything.
I don't hold much hope, but still, you know, the form and the structure of the building's of interest as well. And the construction of the building is interesting as well. It actually, the brick building on Wickham Street actually started out as a three-story building in 1907, and then three more stories were added in the 1920s. So that just shows what a booming time it was as well. And that's interesting in itself. It sort of shows this period where the growth of commercial and retail was absolutely booming in Fortitude Valley, and a lot of the buildings expanded during that time. And the 20s was also when the beautiful McGuirters building was extended onto the corner where it is now, the valley corner there at the junction.
Yeah, it is a beautiful Street. Junction there, isn't it? Marianne Taylor, so as the house detective, hunt down some of those interior photos.
Absolutely.
If anybody's got any, get in touch with the house detective, Marianne Taylor.
I'd love to see some, and that would be good to use in any sort of informing any development decisions that are made as well on the site.
Beautiful. Thanks very much for the chat this afternoon.
No problem. It's my pleasure.
You're with Emma Griffiths on ABC Radio Brisbane.